Up on the roof?
Yeah. I do like this song. I don't like the idea of a roof on a stadium. A dome on the new Eagle Stadium. Yeah, I don't like that, but I do like the song. Welcome back. Midday Show live. We're at Champ Camp today, and we'll be here tomorrow, and we'll be here on Friday. We love being here, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. All right, a lot happened. We know a lot of people have been waiting on hold for a while. We're going to get back to the phones here. A lot happened. You can react to all of it over the last hour or so. If you missed it, Jordan Davis, Dallas Guider on the show earlier, you could go back in the Odyssey app and listen. Those interviews on YouTube as well. We appreciate those guys hopping in. All right, Elliot was with us, said not a great day for the offense. Defense is winning right now in that battle offense-defense. He mentioned safety is really an issue now on this team. Andrew McCuba did not practice today, so all that out there. And then we got the story about an hour ago. Yeah, according to ESPN, Rob Manfred in the Phillies clubhouse recently to kind of broach the idea of, hey, what about a salary cap maybe down the line?
He was trying to get the temperature of the room.
Yeah, and that temperature got hot.
Hot.
Bryce Harper basically told him to bleep off and get out.
Bryce Harper, like 6'3", 6'4"?
I would think 6'2", 6'3". Yeah, he's a big dude. Rob Manfred.
6'3".
Rob Manfred is certainly
different than 6'3".
I would say 6'2" or 6'3".
He about 6'3", 6'4".
You think Bryce is 6'4"?
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's 6'2", 6'3".
Listen. He said, okay, 6'3", 6'4".
So we're we're saying the same thing.
Well, no, we're saying 6'2" is like 6'3" is different.
I think he's closer to 6'2" than 6'4".
I think he's closer to 6'4".
Okay, next time we see him.
But we're playing semantics.
Here we are.
But the point is this. The commissioner, what, 5'8", 6 foot at the most?
Oh, he's this tiny man, yeah.
And you have a bat in hand.
And you're cussing.
And you're a Mormon and you're using potty mouth language like that.
Like Hugh Douglas.
That's intimidating.
I know.
I would press charges if I was Rob.
Oh, stop. Press his charges.
What is with you?
That's in charge.
I'm in my soft guy era.
You are so soft.
You are.
It is unbelievable.
I'm just saying. That's not it. Okay, Kyle.
What?
Bryce Harper rolls up on you, cursing, with a bat in his hand. How does that make you feel?
I'd kick his ass.
Okay.
Hold on.
We're in the facetious part of the show here.
Do you think Rob Manfred thought that Bryce was really going to strike him? I mean, he did not think that.
How do you know?
Because it's Bryce Harper is worth $330 million. He's not some guy.
Hold up. Okay.
You're living in La La Land.
I mean, okay, he's not going to strike the commissioner of baseball.
Okay.
The guy wants to make the Hall of Fame.
Okay, read the story to me again. Like I'm a 2-year. What'd you say? Nose to nose.
All right. Hold on. Let me pull it back.
Didn't you say nose to nose?
Yes, nose to nose.
And he's looking down on him, right?
Philadelphia Philly star Bryce Harper stood nose to nose, but MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred during a meeting last week had told him to, quote, get the bleep out of our clubhouse if you wanted to talk
with
about a salary cap.
With bat in hand. Where's the bat in hand?
All right. Here is the exact excerpt.
He does play baseball. I mean,
quiet for the majority of the meeting, Harper, sitting in a chair and holding a bat, eventually grew frustrated and said if MLB were to propose a cap and hold firm to it, players are not scared to lose 162 games. Sources in the meeting told ESPN Harper stood up, walked to the middle of the room, faced up to Manfred and said, quote, if you want to speak about that, you can get the bleep out of our clubhouse.
See, you follow me now, Joe, because you put a little bit of mustard on there. Because you know I'm going with
this. There's also a little bit of theater of the mind with the way this is written. It doesn't explicitly say he carried the bat with him to the interaction.
But it's safe to say
he probably put the bat down.
He probably didn't.
You think he carried the bat over?
Yes.
I don't think so.
If you're using that kind of potty mouth language.
I think he left the bat.
He did. He took the bat. Because at that point, you're trying to be a menace to society.
That's pretty threatening with the bat in
hand. Yeah, and he's
6'4". 6'3".
6'4".
6'2 and a half, but who's counting anymore? All right, 215-592-9494.
I'd press charges on him if it was me. I'm just saying.
That's because you're soft. All right, speaking of you being soft, he is pro-dome. He wants the Eagles to build a dome with a retractable roof when they eventually do this a few years from now. I hate it. I hate the whole idea. Football. And by the way, Dallas Goedert, football guy, hates it. Elliot Shore Parks, non-football guy, likes it. Think about it. You're on the side of Elliot and not Dallas Goedert.
I was thinking, and you know what? You know what's funny about all this, too, though? Mm. I still feel this way, and I just got a coat last week. I got a real coat.
Yeah, quite the timing. It's 95 with humidity.
Listen, if it wasn't so hot, I was going to wear that coat because it's a nice coat.
If
it's one of them old school starter
today,
jackets.
You would have heat stroke.
Ooh, yeah, I'd be hot.
Oh, my God. Or at least Dennis in North Philly gets it. Hugh is being soft. Go ahead, Dennis.
Dr.
Dennis,
Joe,
what's up?
What's up, man?
This is in my call.
You got it, buddy. What are you feeling today?
Listen, Hugh. You know I'm all bored with that one tape because that one tape made me a fantasy champion. You know, defense is a luggery more than
that. Gotcha.
I'll thank you for that, Hugh. Thank you.
Thank you. No problem. However,
I don't want no darn dome on. You know what I'm saying? No domes, bro. No domes.
Dennis, not football. It's sanitized. I was saying to Elliot a few minutes ago, stadium is going to look the same. It's going to be all football is the same. It takes away home field advantage.
No, if I'm not mistaken, this was a whole shopping plaza type deal.
Now I'm going to go shopping?
Well,
I'm going to watch a football game.
I mean, you're
game.
Talking about like a one-stop shop area. You're kind of like at Gillette Stadium or the Battery.
Dennis, are you listening to this stuff? This is Hugh Douglas. This guy had 80 sacks in the NFL, and he's gone so soft.
So soft. Soft.
I'm going like you. You heavy Hugh, man. You're supposed to be on board with everything like dramatically. Like, come on, bro. I understand, you know what I'm saying? You're getting a little older. I like Merlot.
I like Riesling. You know what's a good wine, too, Joe, this weekend? I had a nice Riesling. It was really, really
good. Riesling's pretty good in the summer.
Riesling's a nice wine. I like it. It's like a nice, crisp, summery flavor.
If people listen to the show from outer space, they never heard it before, they'd say, which one of you guys played football? And no one would say you. You realize what that
I'm
says
saying,
about
man,
you?
Man, we got to evolve as people, man.
You're devolving. Dennis, good phone call.
We got to evolve as people, man. But Riesling is nice.
Yeah, I don't like love my nice wine.
I don't give a shit.
It's nice. It's nice, crisp taste.
Kyle, we have so far lost this guy. He's talking about retractable roofs.
I don't even recognize him anymore.
And Riesling.
That's the guy that drove Jim Miller's shoulder into the turf.
It's not. I want an investigation if this is the real Hugh Douglas.
I like
or if it's an imposter.
I like how y'all don't think what Bryce Harper did wasn't intimidating. That's just
it was intimidating. That was intimidating. The point.
But you said press charges.
You're like, I press charges. I would.
You're just looking for a payday, any way possible.
No,
I
would threaten to press. I wouldn't press him, but I would threaten to press him. Be like, Bryce, you're a big guy. You're intimidating.
Well, Manfred walked into their clubhouse,
and he probably was like, "Hey guys, I'm just here to, you know, check the temperature of the room. We're trying to, you know,
no one buys this stuff.
Salary cap on it. He stands up, hey, and he said all this flipping, flaring, flilf.
Get the bleep out.
Get the bleep out of here with the baseball bat on his shoulder. 6'5".
Well, he's not 6'5". I would love to see.
Keep adding inches.
Yeah, I know. I would love to see Manfred's face. Like, what do you think Manfred's reaction was?
Damn. What's about to happen?
bleep.
Listen, me personally, as a rule of thumb, as a man, you can't let nobody roll up on you.
Yeah,
you
but can't. It's one Manfred and 26 of them.
That's what I'm saying. You can't let nobody roll up on you. So when Bryce rolled up on
you. What do you think Manfred did?
Well, no, like Bryce rolled up on Manfred.
No, but what's Manfred? Manfred can't, like, threaten him.
Should have swung on him.
No.
I'm just saying. Like, that's a rule. Like, listen, because at that point, like, Kyle.
Why would Manfred have to resign the next day if he swung on a player?
But what I'm saying is this. I'm just saying, now, this is an adult setting. I know that. But somebody roll up on you with a bat, right?
Again, we don't know if the bat was in hand. We don't know that.
I told you what I would do.
If I feel like it would. That's what I'm saying, Kyle. We on the same page with this. I know Rob probably just
this is the commissioner of Major League Baseball.
But you can't roll up on nobody with a – you 6'4". And you rolling up on somebody with a bat in hand with and you're saying potty mouth words out your mouth? You gotta swing on him, man.
No, he can't swing on him.
You got to.
I mean, he loses his job the next day.
Well, it's like, okay, say, hey, Rob, what happened? I don't know. I was talking about, you know, putting a cap on baseball, and Bryce Harper rolled up on me with a bat. I don't know what Bryce Harper got on his hand.
So now you're embellishing.
I'm just saying. Yeah. He had a bat in his hand, and he was yelling.
We don't know that specifically.
And he was nose – was he nose to nose?
That's the report. He was nose to nose.
But why, though?
Well, you know what the next question is? Who was the leak? Someone in the Phillies clubhouse told the story, and it wasn't Rob Manfred.
You know who told –
It was not Manfred.
You know who told – Somebody who was real uncomfortable in that situation. I'll press charges on Bryce.
Yeah, you can't do it. Let's stop pressing charges. All right, 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Should the Phillies be desperate to make a significant addition to the trade deadline? Yes. And I feel even stronger about this now. Yes, at 84%, by the way. There is 16% did vote no because they're just afraid for the Phillies to get better, apparently. But – I feel even more desperate. Bryce Harper said, this is a quote from the article, the players are prepared to lose 162 games 2 years from now.
That's bold, too.
That means if they're real on that, if they are steadfast that we will strike, we won't play if you guys put a salary cap, that means the Phillies window just shrunk, everyone, or at least potentially just shrunk.
You got to get it done now.
You got to get it done now, Dave. Like, this is it. It's now and next year, and then this whole thing might blow up, and who knows what the sport looks like after that. Also, Emmanuel Clase from Cleveland, the closer that a lot of people connect to the Phillies, he is on a leave now for Major League Baseball, a gambling investigation, and he's on that leave until August 31st. So, yeah, he's not getting traded. So
it's a wrap.
That one's if he was atop your wish list, it's over. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Andy, what's up, buddy?
No dome. But actually, Joe, can you check for me? Is Hughes dome?
Oh, is he in his police car?
Yeah,
that's like a police car.
Is that a police car? Is Andy a police officer?
No, whatever it is, that wasn't working out.
Okay. So that wasn't a bit? His phone just went out?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. I thought it was like, is your brain scrambled or he's doing something funny?
I mean, I'm pretty sure people think that, but
I think we all.
I'm progressive.
I wouldn't say progressive. Is
no, I would.
Yeah. Innovative. I mean, you could say that, but innovative. That feels, what?
I'm not antiquated like that.
The
way you're thinking is antiquated. We need a dome.
It's not antiquated.
Like to
it's
have
football.
All year round venue. Do you imagine how much money we can make if we had that?
Oh, hold on a second. How much money do you and I get from the concerts they have at the Link right now?
But we get,
because I get zero.
We get enjoyment though. And we get enjoyment because we get to go to them.
Oh, you're saying we can go to more events during the winter?
Yes.
Because it's got a roof.
Yes.
We have the Wells Fargo Center. They're getting a new building anyway.
It's all right. Wells Fargo's okay. But to have a dome, though, to have like a dome stadium in Philadelphia with all the like little shopping accoutrement around.
Shopping.
Accoutrement.
Who are you?
Like high-end accoutrement.
Riesling and shopping.
Riesling is a really good wine.
Yeah, that's wonderful news.
You bring your fanny pack to the training camp there, too?
Yes, I do. It's called a mani pack.
Mani pack. We've lost you.
It's a mani.
We have lost you. So you're so far away from where you used to be.
What are you talking about?
Kyle asks where the person is that drove Drew Miller into the ground, because that guy didn't have fanny packs, accoutrements, shopping, and Riesling.
Accoutrement.
Yeah, accoutrement.
Riesling is good.
Shopping. You're trying to sell me on a new stadium with a roof. You could do shopping around a stadium with no roof. What does this have to do with the shopping?
No, I'm just saying. It gives the fan base.
Stop.
Like, you know, one-stop shopping, places to go. You know, like they got the fan shop at the Link. You can expand that. There's some nice dining areas that you can dine at before the game and then just walk into the game.
You're not selling us. All right, one more quick piece of news. A lot of news going on today. According to Adam Schefter, Hugh and I were speaking about this on the last break. It seemed like Deion Sanders, head coach of Colorado, obviously, you know, the great NFL player in his time and one of the biggest football names ever, right? He had his medical staff and hosting a press conference today, and there was a lot of speculation that he was sick. According to Adam Schefter, Colorado head coach Deion Sanders and his medical team announced that he had a bladder tumor that has been removed and Sanders is now cured from the cancer. So,
cancer.
Bladder cancer, which is obviously a cancerous tumor around his bladder. That's obviously a major and serious thing. So according to Deion, he's cured, which is great, and hopefully he remains that way. But when I saw the story that he was having a press conference with his medical team,
it didn't sound too positive. It sounded like he was stepping down early in the week.
I guess he's dealt with it this offseason, and, and he is in a better place now. So we wish the best to Deion moving forward with his health. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Jake is talking to Phils. What's up, Jake?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey,
good, Jake. What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to touch in on the Phillies real quick. You say the Phillies are desperate. I'm desperate. I haven't seen a World Series since I was 18. I'm 35 years old. You got to go out there and do whatever needs to be done. I look at prospects as poker chips. Give up everybody. Give up the entire farm. If you want to keep Painter, that's cool. Give up everybody. Get the big ticket. Get them here when it's crazy in October with stars here. Go get a Buxton, something like that. It'll make the atmosphere crazy.
Well, and Jake, you mentioned their poker chips and lottery tickets, however we want to frame it. They are. And even if they're highly touted, it doesn't mean they're going to become stars. Like a few years ago, I remember we were doing trade deadline stuff and shows, and people were like, you can't give up Stott for anything. And now Bryce's Stott looks like a very average player, right? Like, so all these guys we're talking about that they might have to give up over the next 3 days, some of them might turn out to be really good players, but the odds are they're probably not going to be as great as we make them out to be anyway.
Exactly. I mean, I lived through the Don Brown, the Scott Kingery's, that whole era. I mean, go get the piece. Go get the pieces that we need so we can win a World Series and win multiple World Series potentially. That's my
And Jake, I'm with you, man. And I feel like with the way the league is, and Jake, good phone call, with the way the league is, we used the word parity earlier, it does feel like there's a lot of good teams. There's not one great team in baseball this year. Even the teams that look like the best, I would have said before the year, the Dodgers.
They look pretty hot. They were pretty hot. Yep. Undefeated for like 10 games
to
or
start
like
the
that,
season.
Right?
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I wonder if you look at the – I think they were 8-0, something like that. If you look at their record since then, it's been fine. They haven't dominated the league the way they have in years past. In the American League, the Blue Jays currently have the best record. When we played them a month and a half ago, I didn't think they were anything special. It's one of those years anyone can win the World Series that gets in. Go make yourself the best team. Go finish this thing. Let's go to Jersey John talking about a dome in Philadelphia. What's up, Jersey John?
How you doing, guys? I've been a season ticket holder since 95. I've been listening to WIP since WISP. I met Hugh before he went to Atlanta. I love him. And I think you guys beat up on him a little bit too much, but I'm here to knock three of his takes.
Good. Go for it.
Okay. One, we don't need a dome because they've had a Super Bowl in the Jersey Stadium, MetLife, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, something like that? And they had all kinds of revenue, and it was a great thing. Two, when Hugh Evertell says when he was back in New York, as much as I love his opinion about many things, I wince because I'm from Jersey, and the Jets and the Giants never play in New York unless they play Buffalo. And two, the third one is his take on T.O. getting us over the hump for the Super Bowl. We went to 5 NFC Championship games without T.O., including the one when he was on the team. He was hurt during that game. He didn't get us over the hump. So if you correct all of that, everything else he says is gold. Love you guys, man.
Love you, John. Appreciate it. So he just wanted to come in and just clear some things up.
Thank you for clearing it up. But New York is in the Jets and the Giants' name. And everybody and their mother knows that they play in Jersey.
Right.
In the middle, so I don't know
and have
why
for
that.
A long time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why that bothers you so much. But to be clear, the New York Jets are still the Jets, and they're in Jersey. So I don't know why that stings so much. My take, because it's been like that even before I was here.
Right.
You know, even before I was on this planet or a person. And as far as the TO take, I beg to differ, because the energy and what TO brought to the table was phenomenal when he was here. And there is not a teammate that I have that would argue that point.
So that last thing, the T.O. thing, look, there's not a single player available at the Major League Baseball trade deadline that is as good as Terrell Owens was in 2004, right? Mm-hmm. But I do think what you just brought up, the energy that T.O. brought to you
guys, it was different, man.
After you couldn't get over the hump, that propelled you. And I think there's something to that for this Phillies team. Like, if they land, let's use Eugenio Suarez. The guy's got 36 home runs. Like, the way we talk about Schwarber, he's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, they could have 250 home runs. Just, I wanted you to think about this for a second. The Phillies legitimately could go into the postseason if they land Eugenio Suarez with 250 home run hitters in their lineup, and also Bryce Harper, who's a pretty darn good hitter himself.
Not bad.
Like, that kind of energy to propel them to go win the World Series, I think it's worth giving up those prospects. All right, here's what we want to do. We want to win a championship, unlike the guy that we're about to bring up who doesn't win championships anymore. His name is Jerry Jones. So, Hugh, let's react to this. So we know the whole Michael Parsons thing happened.
Michael Parsons.
Yeah, Michael. It's going to kill me every single time I hear it. All right, so let's listen to Jerry at Cowboys training camp and what they're chanting at him right now.
Down to business. I was shocked last year when we ended up with a record that we had. I never saw that coming. I want you to know, and I want you to look for as you watch practices this week. I want you to watch what we've done in the areas that we needed to work on.
So that was Jerry, and then the fans there, as he addressed the crowd, were chanting, "Pay Micah." And he tried
and
to...
He
barreled through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tried to see what we did in the offseason.
Yeah, yeah, watch our team. He then responded to... This was his quote about the chance to pay Micah. Jerry Jones said the chance for the team to pay Micah Parsons were a, quote, faint little sound compared to the chance fans made last year for the team to pay CeeDee Lamb. Quote, "I heard it light, but not compared to how I heard it them say, pay Lamb last year. That was a faint little sound compared to the way they were hollering last year, pay Lamb. Whoever's in, you can count on a few hollering that. But it was a big, loud chant last year on Lamb." So basically saying the fans wanted Lamb's re-signed more, yeah, more than Micah.
Well, I tell you, he does a tremendous job of, you know, promoting camaraderie and team spirit.
Yeah.
In no other way that any other owner has ever done in the NFL. You got to commend him for that. Like, he has a special way.
He's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
I mean,
it won't be long now.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And we're going to miss him when he's gone, whether he's gone or canceled. We're going to miss him. We're going to miss him. All right.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. 215-592-9499. We'll finish up on the phone lines and check in with you people during the final segment. Plus, we got something big happening on the station tomorrow during our show. We'll tell you about that specifically. How you can enjoy two things going on at WIP at once. That's coming up next. Your phone calls as well. Midday show live from the NovaCare Complex for Champ Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, nothing says summer like grilling. And when I fire up the grill, you know I'm bringing the flavor and the heat. Hatfield Savory Brown Sugar Marinated Pork Tenderloin is on my grilling go-to list. It's juicy, packed with that sweet, smoky goodness, and it's so easy to make. Just pop it on the grill and boom, dinner is done right. This summer, put some pork on your fork with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes, tips, and where to buy Hatfield. Hatfield, better care, better pork.